striking Christmas card was once published with the title, If Christ Had Not Come. It was founded upon our Savior's words, If I Had Not Come. The card represented a preacher who fell into a short sleep in his study on Christmas morning and dreaming of a world into which Jesus had never come. In his dream, he found himself looking through his home, but there were no little stockings in the chimney corner, no Christmas bells or wreaths of holly, and no Christ to comfort, gladden, and save. He walked out on the public street, but there was no church building, no spire pointing towards heaven. He came back and sat down in his library, but every book about the Lord Jesus, the Savior, had disappeared. A ring of the doorbell and a messenger asked him to visit a poor, dying mother. He hastened with the weeping child, and as he reached the home, he sat down and said, I have something here that will comfort you. He opened his Bible to look for a familiar promise, but it ended with Malachi, and there was no gospel, no promise of hope, no promise of salvation, and he could only bow his head and weep in bitter despair. 2 days afterward, he stood beside her casket and conducted the funeral service. But there was no message of consolation, no word of a glorious resurrection, no open heaven, but only dust to dust, dust, ashes to ashes, and one long, eternal farewell. He realized at length that he had not come, and he burst into tears and bitter weeping in this, his sorrowful dream. Suddenly he awoke with a start, and a great shout of joy and praise burst from his lips as he heard the choir singing from the nearby church. O come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. O come ye, O come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. O come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Let us be glad and rejoice, because Christ has come. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Today he stands knocking at your heart's door, asking that you, the sinner, let him in. Wherefore he is able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth. Oh, friend of mine, today he stands at your heart's door, and he wants to come in and to make your heart, your body, your life, his home. Will you let him in? Or will you rather, like the innkeeper of long ago, tell the Christ of God, tell the Christ of eternity, tell Jesus the Savior, no room for you in the inn? What is the true meaning of Christmas? To God the Father, it meant giving his Son, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. To God the Son, it meant leaving heaven's glory to become a servant, obedient unto death. Christ Jesus, who existing in the form of God, counted not the being on equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death. Yea, the death of the cross. What is the true meaning of Christmas? To the world, it means that God has provided a Savior. I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Christmas heralds the birth of him who was born to die. Yes, he was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. To you listening, friend, today, the true meaning of Christmas is that God offers you eternal life. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And as many as received him, today he'll give you the power to be his child. And 1 John 5:13 says you can know that you have eternal life. Make the true meaning of Christmas yours today by receiving Christ, owning him as Lord. My, how he'll bless you. Amen.